Now, there are two kinds of healing. And we're going to do the radiant healing, which does not require touch. First, it's important to remember that all physical bodies have the seeds of disease in them, of misalignment, because the energies used here were first misused energies. But we are purifying those energies through our presence. So nothing is your fault. You are simply discovering a new way and a new power to be receptive to healing, to be sensitive to the energies that do heal, to realize the fact of those beings who only heal the human body, the angels of healing, to warmly invite them. And together as a group, we will go through the process of using the healing energies for the benefit of those who need it. Anyone who needs this healing will receive it by simply saying to themselves, I accept these healing energies. I'm willing to take responsibility for a perfectly healed body and to use it in the highest light. So bring the energy of the soul first into the Ajna center, into the throat center, into the heart center. Now aware of that stream of energy, bring it into your shoulders and down your arms and into the palms of your hand. Gradually you will feel a buildup of energy in the palms, which are the minor centers, major centers for this technique. So holding your hands up to reach out to all those who need healing, yes. Let that energy build and come out through your palms to everyone who is becoming magnetic to these energies now. There is no time slot of this happening. Whenever you listen, you can reactivate the healing work. Bring to yourself the angels of healing, or to anyone whose need has been called to you and you would like to help. Aware of the solar angel. Aware of the soul. Using this energy coming through the palms of your hands. Be aware of deep, deep love in your heart. The love that heals. And release any need to see results. Simply love. For the need draws the energy back to you. If you feel that you must make them healed, simply let it be a spontaneous outpouring of spiritual light based upon the love of the universe. And now it's simply a matter of love of the privilege to give, to serve, to use the light of the soul. And linked with the healing angels and the others who are healing, to send this healing forth now. For vitality. For mental inspiration of the next step to take in the healing process. For the Ajna Center to direct the healing to the right centers. For the heart center to place its stamp, its signature, upon the place to be healed. And for the work to reach a profound level within the being, the whole being of the one to be healed. We are at the same time stimulating and awakening the director of the system that is having the difficulty. The director of the system, if it's a muscle, it would be the director of the muscular system. Or it could be the director of the nervous system, or of the digestive system, of the circulatory, the respiratory, any of the systems. And focusing, let the colors build. A soft lilac, bringing spirit into matter. A soft blue, a rose, deepening the healing. A color of orange, stimulating the mind to see any outside help that's needed, any outside healers, or any habits to change, for the mind to clearly see other things that that person can do to aid and supplement the healing. The color of yellow to help bring harmony into and between the systems of the body, between the chakras of this whole body, the yellow and harmony. And then the ray 3, green, of the intelligent moving activity of the spine or the bones, of the fluids of the blood, whatever is needed to be clearing, straightening, aligning, once again, aligning perfectly. For the knowledge within is present of this alignment. Simply open to see if there is a signal to encourage this alignment that will come into place to hold. What one thing or two things or thoughts could you hold in focus to realign perfectly your physical body. What is the need . Can you supply the need? Beautiful, beautiful. And then ray two, the great healing ray of sapphire blue. Bring in that color. And let the angels of love add to this healing. Reaching your heart center, making it magnetic to the love of the universe. For love is the ultimate healer. And agree to be infused with love. Heart, mind, brain. Infused with love. The greater light brought into your higher centers, the more quickly anything attached to the lower centers heals as well, for they correlate, the lower and the higher. The first chakra with the seventh, the second with the sixth, and so forth. So it's from solar plexus to heart, from the sacral center to the throat center, the higher creative, from the base center to the head center. The correlation of the light flowing from above to below. And know until it really reaches from your etheric into your physical, and the work is done. The work is done now. The physical effect shows up as it can penetrate into the gland, affecting that part of your body. Everyone is a healer. And breathing very deeply, give thanks to the angels of healing and to any others of the great healers working from the other side to heal and to help. And make a visual picture of yourself so integrated and aligned and in harmony as a personality and then as a soul personality. That you are released from pain or disease or discomfort. And thus enter into a new contract with the soul to do the work that the soul intended when it made a new appearance on this planet. To do that work and forget all about your body. And focus instead in the light of the soul, the love of the soul. For it is the light and the love and the will of the soul that you as a personality can reflect. with such a scintillating, sparkling light. That the body takes care of itself, and you are free. We hold a picture of your perfect health, all of us. For all of you know you are here for a purpose. And we know that no matter what, you will continue to express that purpose. May love and joy fill your life. May serenity and that beautiful inner solitude be yours.